this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, is being chanted by Brahma with his four mouths. Brahma Jape Chaturmukhe. Brahma means Lord Brahma, and Jape means he is chanting Chaturmukhe with his four heads. Within this universe, only Brahma has got four heads. And Lord Shiva sometimes exhibits five heads. So, it is explained here that Lord Brahma is also chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, with his four mouths, still he is chanting. He does not think that he is satiated. This transcendental name is so sweet that either you chant with your one mouth and one tongue, or with 1,000 mouth or 1,000 tongue, still you'll never feel tired. That is the first part of this song. Srila Rupa Goswami, he lamented that this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, these names are so sweet that how I can relish the transcendental sweetness with one tongue and one mouth if God would have given me millions of tongues and millions of mouths, then I would have relished little of it. So he lamented. Here also it is said that Narad Muni, he has got always with him a tanbura, and he is traveling all over the universe constantly. He cannot stay in any place more than a few seconds. And he has no companion. And his only companion is that tanpura and chanting Hare Krishna. Therefore it is said here, Narad Javi Vina Jantre, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. So, all the devotees of the Lord, they are chanting in their own way, still they never feel tired or satiated. That is the significance of transcendental chanting.